The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Folks, welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show with your host, Eric Metaxas.
Hey there, folks. Welcome to the program. Today, currently, technically, is Monday, August 15th. Now, August 15th, that rings some bells for some people. If you're Catholic or Eastern Orthodox, you think of the Dormition, the Assumption of Mary. At the Greek Orthodox Church in Danbury last night, they had a big event with the art, with the bishop and all kinds of stuff. But something happened 1 year ago today, a day that I hope will live in infamy, when the man in the White House oversaw one of the most disastrous operations in the history of this nation. When we pulled out of Afghanistan in a way that was just, it seems almost calculated to weaken this country and to destroy the lives of people in Afghanistan, I wouldn't know where to begin. So we have on our very, very dear friend, Jason Jones. Jason, welcome.
Eric, thank you for having me on your show.
It's always a joy to have you. There's so many aspects to you that I won't even have time to get into right now, but let's give my audience an overview. First of all, I know you in many ways through John Zmirak. You and he have written things together, have done a lot of work together, and he was the one that suggested to me having you on today for this extraordinarily grim anniversary. So you are a man who wears many hats. You're a film producer. You're a writer. You were involved in the movie Bella, the pro-life film from 15 or so years ago. But you now head up something called the Vulnerable People Project, and you've been helping some of these folks suffering in Afghanistan as a result of this wicked regime's policies. Oh, no, I don't mean, the Taliban. I mean the Biden regime, who have no excuse for what they did. And many of us are still trying to process how such things happen. But tell us the good news. Tell us what you've been involved in over this last year.
Yeah, Eric, well, the good news is, and we all haven't forgotten what happened a year ago today. So we at the Vulnerable People Project have been evacuating people out of the country every week since August of last year. But beyond that, we've begun to resettle folks that we've moved to countries. We've moved folks over the border to neighboring countries, and then began working with every country in the world that we could to begin finding our former Afghan allies who fought shoulder to shoulder with us against some of the worst terrorists in the world, and then were left to die by the Biden administration. Now we are having some success resettling them to other countries. Unfortunately, the United States has been the least cooperative and seems to show very little interest in keeping their promise. If you remember, in July of last year, when Joe Biden was asked if there would be a Saigon moment in Afghanistan, he said that will never happen. You will never see helicopters on roofs. And then 30 days later, that's exactly what you saw. Biden was lying, though, at the time, Eric, I want you to know. In July 6th of 2021, when Biden was asked if Afghanistan would fall, 85% of the districts had already fallen. So the answer was yes, Afghanistan is falling. And it will fall. And Biden knew that when it was inevitable that Afghanistan was collapsing in August of last year. Joe Biden was asked by George Stephanopoulos, will we leave U.S. citizens behind? He said, no, we will not leave U.S. citizens behind. What about our Afghan allies? No, we will make sure all of our Afghan allies are taken out of the country. Well, not only did we abandon upwards of 175,000 SIVs, those are Afghans who qualify for a special immigrant visa because their life was in jeopardy because of their service to the United States. We abandoned hundreds, maybe thousands of U.S. citizens. I've heard upwards of 15,000 U.S. citizens. I know that we are constantly in communication with U.S. citizens that are still in Afghanistan, and our organization has evacuated U.S. citizens from the country.
What I don't understand, Jason, I mean, when I say I don't understand, I mean, I absolutely cannot understand. How is it possible that private U.S. citizens like yourself are involved in doing what our government should be doing? I don't understand how it's possible that that could be happening. Can you help me and my audience process how we could find ourselves in this kind of a situation?
That's a really good question. And strangely enough, it's a question I didn't ask myself for about 30 days into our Afghan rescue initiative last year. And then it just, after I didn't sleep for 3 or 4 weeks, I was fighting COVID pneumonia and on prednisone. The prednisone was very helpful, by the way, in keeping awake. It just dawned on me, what am I doing here? Why am I doing this? I don't understand why I am doing this. And why is it mostly veterans organizations? Why are all of these veterans, I'm an infantry veteran, why are all of these veterans doing what our government is supposed to do? And well, you know, as a veteran, I'm former Army infantry, the Ranger Creed, never shall I leave a fallen comrade to fall into the hands of the enemy. And never under any circumstances will I embarrass my country. It's one of the stanzas in the Ranger Creed. I wish politicians had creeds like this. But the American men and women who fought in Afghanistan shoulder to shoulder with these Afghans did not forget their friends, their cohorts. And so what we saw happen was really unprecedented. You'd never see the Russian army when they were fleeing Afghanistan. I don't think private citizens in the former Soviet Union were working to rescue their friends that fought with them. Something uniquely American. And so it's the great tragedy that our government has fallen down on the job. But what's been really amazing is in June 1st of this year, a large nonprofit collapsed. They had no money, and there were 250 elite Afghan soldiers and their families that were in safe houses in a neighboring country. And we found out 72 hours, we had 72 hours advance notice that they were going to be let out into the streets and sent back to Afghanistan where they would be killed. And so with some retired Marines and some other folks, we were able to, in 72 hours, pick these SIVs up and move them quietly through the night to different safe houses around this country. And so the good question is, why isn't our government doing this? But, you know, I supported Pat Buchanan in 2000, Eric, because I don't support nation building. I opposed all of our regime change wars. Special forces completed the mission very early on in Afghanistan. We made promises as a people, promises that I felt were imprudent and impossible to keep. But when you make a promise, you should keep it to the best of your ability. And what we do, we throw promises around like Mardi Gras beads, and then we leave the people we said we cared about so much to deal with the catastrophe. On your show, Eric, you allowed me to come on with an Iraqi, a young woman from Iraq, a Yazidi girl. And she was on your show just months after being liberated from an ISIS rape camp. And so today we see this in Afghanistan, the Hazara. The Hazara are an ethnic minority. There are 7 million of them in Afghanistan. They have been our best friends. They turned in all of their weapons. They did everything that the United States asked. They participated in democracy. Their women filled the universities and filled government posts. And now ISIS and the Taliban and the Afghan government are waging a relentless war of ethnic cleansing. So we see the same catastrophe that we had in Iraq under Barack Obama with ISIS and the wars of genocide against the first century Christian communities there, the Yazidi, the Kakai, and other minorities, we see happening all over again in Afghanistan. And of course, for women, it's been absolutely catastrophic. But what we do at the Vulnerable People Project is four things. Number one, we will not stop until we have rescued every SIV and their families.
We are what SIP stands for.
SIV is Special Immigrant Visa. How is this, Eric? You know, we all know that Trump was such a hateful, racist bigot. In the Trump administration, the year before, the Biden...
Actually, you know what? We're going to go to a break. We've got lots more with Jason Jones. Jason, forgive me. We'll be right back. In case you haven't been paying attention, the Biden administration has caused a financial crisis and they have no clue how to fix it. Oil prices have skyrocketed, and when oil prices go up, the cost of transportation and shipping spikes, leading the prices of goods to rise. And when we're already seeing record inflation, that's the last thing we need. Our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. If all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It is real. It is physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold. They can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com.
Tell me, Eric, why is Relief Factor so successful at lowering or eliminating pain? I'm often asked that question. The owners of Relief Factor tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and I agree with them. So the doctors who formulated Relief Factor for them selected the four best ingredients, yes, 100% drug-free ingredients. Each helps your body deal with inflammation. Each of the four ingredients deals with inflammation from a different metabolic pathway. And that right there, approaching from four different angles, may be why so many people find such wonderful relief. So if you've got back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or just getting older, you should order the 3-week quick start discounted to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you. It works for me. It has for about 70% of the 500,000 people who've tried it and have ordered more. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out about this offer. Feel the difference. Folks, welcome back. It's Monday. Today is the anniversary of 1 year ago, the horror, the disaster, when the Biden administration pulled out of Afghanistan, leaving our friends behind. Just one of the most wicked, monstrous moments. If it doesn't enrage you, if it doesn't move you, if it doesn't move you to do something for your country, for what is right, I'm surprised you're listening to this program. Most people at this point listening to this program understand that we all have a duty to do what is right and to prevent our country from doing things such as it has done over the decades. This is not the only time. This is just the most recent and one of the absolute worst examples of America betraying America. And when we do that, we betray truth and we betray vulnerable, suffering people. I'm talking to Jason Jones, who is the head of the Vulnerable People Project. I want to hear more about that and how people can find that website. And I also want to let you finish. You were just going to say that there are a number of things that y'all are doing. And we were referencing Trump just as we went to the break.
Yeah. I hope we didn't lose people. I was obviously being ironic. You know, under President Trump, under Biden, in the midst of the collapse of Afghanistan, the processing of SIVs collapsed to 10% of what they were in the previous year under Trump.
Okay, say it again. Under who?
Under Biden.
The processing of special immigration visa people.
Immigrant visas.
Collapsed. So yeah. Who are those people?
These are Afghans who fought in the war on terror side by side with American soldiers, Marines, and sailors. And so we know they were especially targeted. As we saw in the days after the United States left Afghanistan, our friends were hanging from lampposts all over Kabul. They were beheaded. They were set on fire. Their children were killed. And this happened, Eric. And so that my organization began moving as many of them as we could to safe houses. And when other organizations were looking to use planes, we realized that was going to come to an end when the U.S. left. So we began doing overland routes to all of the neighboring countries to get these folks out. But under Biden, in the midst of the collapse of Afghanistan, these SIV visas were processed 10% of what was done the previous year under Trump. You know, you see this with Trump. The JV team of ISIS, which was the JV team, committed a brutal genocide that was quickly put to an end. Obama seemed utterly confused and helpless to put an end to the genocides in Iraq and Syria. Trump shut that down. And then what do we see happen? My staff laughs because I was on a call with, 100 people, a Zoom call with the State Department. And I said, well, you know what happens when Democrats come to power? Genocides erupt. So here we go. But that's sadly what happens. And so now we see the Hazara facing genocide. We can't evacuate 39 million people from Afghanistan. But what we can do is what we are doing as an organization is first and foremost, rescuing American citizens and green card holders and their children and their spouses. Then we're moving on to SIVs. We're working to evacuate and then resettle SIVs. Those are the brave men and women that fought alongside of us. And something else we're doing, Eric, I founded BPP 20 years ago to work with communities facing genocide, to show them how to run influence campaigns, how to have their voice heard, how to get publicity, how to recruit celebrities. But this is, evacuating people from a country in collapse is something new for us. But what I have learned, what was really driven home by this for me is, what does it mean to care for widows and orphans? I always look at my organization as we help fathers help their families in impossible situations when they're facing genocide. And we are caring for widows and orphans whose husbands were killed because they fought alongside the U.S. Armed Forces. And if you go to our website, there's a beautiful video that one of these families, these young boys made, honoring their father and his sacrifice fighting the Taliban. Well, they were left to starve last winter when our organization, our ground teams came upon them. So here's a woman and her children who were starving to death last winter because her husband fought side by side against the Taliban with us. And so that is something else that we're doing as an organization.
What's the website, Jason? How can we find you and the website?
It's thegreatcampaign.org, thegreatcampaign.org.
Thegreatcampaign.org. If people want to help you, they can go there.
And we need help. Yeah. If they want to help us, they can, their donation will go to the support of safe houses, delivering food. We just rescued a girl, Eric, this week. She's on her way to the European Union, a European Union country this week. She had been hiding. We codenamed her Anne because she'd been hiding in an attic since August of last year. She was a young woman in her mid-20s from a wealthy family. But had been left alone in Afghanistan. They'd got out without her. And she had been very vocal on social media against the Taliban and was literally hiding in an attic where we had food delivered to her. Could you imagine if Anne Frank had a smartphone? And this young woman found me on LinkedIn. So then we had to vet her. It's pretty funny if you see her text early on. I'm saying, are you a Taliban troll trying to capture my team? And she said, I don't know if you're the real Jason Jones. Are you a Taliban troll trying to find where I'm hiding? And we had to gain each other's trust. My team surveilled the house and eventually went in and found her. And we'd been delivering her food. We moved her to a neighboring country where she emailed me that as a little girl, her father taught her how to ride a bike inside their house. But girls can't ride bikes on the street outside. So she'd always dreamed of riding a bike on the street. And now she rides her bike every day to a store to get her groceries. And she can't imagine being so happy. This was a girl who just 6 weeks ago had been hiding for her life in an attic. So we support folks in hiding. We support safe houses. We support the evacuations and the resettlement process. And beyond that, I sent you some videos, Derek. We just We're given permission. We have armed security guards to protect girls' schools that are left open, private girls' schools. We now have armed security guards, closed caption televisions, guarding those last girls' schools from ISIS attacks. ISIS is attacking schools every day. And we just built our first women's medical center. Women are no longer allowed to go to the same hospitals as men. So in a lot of communities, that means women don't have access to basic health care. And I'm not talking about gender reassignment surgery and third trimester abortions. They can't get antibiotics. They can't see a doctor for anything. And so, you know, all those big aid organizations that were there when the U.S. government was throwing around billions of dollars, they've just evaporated, Eric. It's just veterans groups and small Christian organizations. I say in humanitarian work, there's always Palm Sunday when we change our profile picture and we have the frame with the flag and we all care so much and we go to the pet store and you can give an extra dollar for the cause. There's always Palm Sunday and it passes pretty fast. But when these communities are nailed to the cross, like now in Afghanistan, you see Christian organizations and veterans organizations, and that's all that's left.
Okay, thegreatcampaign.org. I have a very generous audience. We are raising money for food for the poor right now, and this to be our priority because they've come to us to help refugees from Ukraine right now. And so I need people to go to metaxastalk.com and to help food for the poor do that, because suffering people are suffering people. But if in this conversation with Jason Jones, God has put it on your heart to help, I just want to say, folks, we are such a wealthy nation in the United States, and most of us in the West, we have money to spare to do God's work. Thegreatcampaign.org, thegreatcampaign.org is where you would go. Jason, what do people find if they go to that website? Are there videos there?
Yeah, you can see videos of our latest school, our school security program. We just put a water system. There was one community we came across in the winter, our team, and 10% of the village had already been were already dead. They would go into the homes to check on them, to survey their food needs, and they would be as if the whole family was sleeping, but the whole family was dead. It's very remote. So we really wrapped our arms around this community at the time. We delivered 4 months of food for every family in this village on Christmas morning. And now we're putting in a well and a water system. You can see the video on that. Also, our work in Ukraine, Eric, just yesterday, our anti-mine teams in Ukraine removed 60 landmines from the farms. So we have an former Green Berets who are now in Ukraine, and they're demining the farms because these tractors are hitting these anti-tank mines. So VPP has sent a team of former Green Berets.
This is amazing. I want to direct people, folks, thegreatcampaign.org, talking to Jason Jones, thegreatcampaign.org. We'll continue with Jason Jones and thegreatcampaign.org website in a moment. MyPillow is having their biggest sheet sale of the year. You've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, inventor and CEO, wants to give back exclusively to his listeners. The Percale bed sheet set is available in a variety of colors and sizes, and they're all on sale. For example, the queen size, regularly priced at $89.98, is now only $39.98 with our listener promo code Eric. Order now, because when they're gone, they're gone. The Percale sheets are breathable. They've got a cool, crisp feel. They come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't miss out on this incredible offer. There's a limited supply, so be sure to order now. Call 1-800-978-3057, 1-800-978-3057. Use the promo code ERIC or just go to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener square. Use the promo code ERIC. The offer will not last very long because these Percale sheets are known to sell very quickly. Order now with promo code ERIC at MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com, promo code ERIC. Folks, I'm talking to my friend Jason Jones, who is doing so much. Jason, I'm in awe of what you do. Everybody's different. God makes everyone different. He gives us all different inclinations, different capabilities, and then different life experiences. But what you're doing, you're overseeing so much. But I can't help but think, for people at home, you know, they think, what can I do? What can I do? Well, obviously, they can go to thegreatcampaign.org and get involved. But I also think about what has led us to this. It's just astonishing that we as a nation in America have drifted so far from governing ourselves, from being responsible, from electing leaders that we know are doing what is right, what it is the will of we the people to do. And we now have a deep state, a bureaucratic state, an administration that seems to me to be working against the founders' view of America, against we the people. It is the kind of a nightmare none of us thought we could see in our lifetimes, but we're seeing it before our eyes. What happened a year ago, August 15th in Afghanistan, is just one example of a level of wickedness, evil against suffering people. So what do you think we can do politically? I mean, there are many people that are serious Christians who don't vote. I just want to say shame on you, folks. If your theology led you to that, your theology could lead you to do every kind of sick thing. That's between you and God. But I'm here to let you know that is unacceptable and you're wrong. You're not just wrong. You're harming people whom I think if you understood what you were doing, you wouldn't do what you're doing. So I just want to wake you up. I want you to understand you need to vote. But what do you think, Jason, is going to happen in this country? Because we've never been this low, literally never.
Yeah, well, hopefully people are waking up. I mean, I think the recent FBI raid on the president of the United States' personal home should be waking folks up. I think the genocides left in the wake of our foreign policy catastrophes when the White House held press conferences saying that it was the greatest success in all of history. I mean, they didn't even not apologize. They threw themselves like a parade on how great they did. In fact, they made challenge coins. I know that people at the State Department made challenge coins for the successful operation of withdrawing from Iraq. I mean, from Afghanistan. That's absolutely unbelievable. And if I'm ever at a bar and somebody pulls out that challenge coin in a way that is not ironic, I'm going to punch them in the face because it's absurd. Last year, this day, Eric, last year, today, I had an evangelical pastor on the phone with me in this office as they were in line to get into the airport when their 12-year-old son was shot in the stomach for no reason by the Taliban, just was walking down the line, looking at people, shot the boy. Then the family had to leave the line and then go to a hospital. And we lost touch with that family. They were putting, this is what was happening. People were being beheaded. We had Christian girls that our organization was in contact with that were set on fire. The most unimaginable things, they gave themselves a challenge coin. The State Department said because of the embarrassment and shame that their employees were feeling, they were allowed to bring their pets to work, their emotional support animals. What about the Afghans that are in hiding still to this day, 12 months later? Maybe we should send them emotional support animals. Congressman Mike Waltz promised that we would have investigations. We need to investigate. Why was nobody fired? We never found blame or place blame. How could you place blame when you say something was a success? How devoid of empathy and honor must you be to be, if I were Secretary of State Blinken or Joe Biden, to sleep, I would have to be heavily medicated every day. I don't know how they go to sleep at night. And I don't mean that in expression. I mean that literally, I don't know how they go to sleep at night. We just had one of the Marines that died in Afghanistan last year when the explosion happened at Abbey Gate, his brother committed suicide this week. You know, we saw a spike in veterans committing suicide in August, September, and October of last year because they asked themselves, where did my sacrifice go? Eric, it breaks my heart. Well, I was just straight leg infantry, and I always looked up to the Green Berets as the best of the best. And it breaks my heart that I have retired Green Berets, officers, war heroes, 13, 14 deployments, writing my organization saying, I would like to work for you so I could do something good in my life for once. These men became Green Berets specifically because they wanted to advance our national security, but also the security of our allies. That's their job. And to see the people they fought next to, lived with in their communities, sometimes 10, 11, 12, 13 years in the past 20 years, see this country collapse into hell the same way we saw Iraq collapse into hell is utterly heartbreaking. So, well, I believe, Eric, as you said, if you're not voting doesn't mean if you vote every 2 years, that doesn't make you a good citizen any more than a father paying his child support makes him a good father. It means you're not a deadbeat. At least you're not a total deadbeat. I mean, voting, going to your local junior high every 2 years, that's pretty basic stuff. Writing letters to your editor, getting to know your state representatives, starting a PAC with your neighbors or community to advance interests, issues that are very important to you. These are things that we all need to do. Eric, why am I doing what I do? Because I'm naive, I guess. And I believe the founders when they said that I am a sovereign. I am the sovereign. And this house that I'm in is my castle and that I elect people to represent me. But when you hire someone to do a job and you take off and you don't manage them and you don't pay attention to them and they make promises in your name and then you don't keep them. If my employee makes a promise in my name and I was at the mall out to lunch and not paying attention, I still am responsible for those invoices.
We're going to continue this conversation. Folks, do not go away. This is crucial stuff.
Look out, here comes tomorrow, that's when.
Folks, welcome back. I want to remind you, we're doing a fundraiser with Food for the Poor. And I want everybody who listens to this program to be involved. Doesn't matter at what amount, but I'm asking you, please, to get involved. The number I will give you in a moment, but the website is my radio website, MetaxasTalk.com, MetaxasTalk.com. When people suffer, we step up. MetaxasTalk.com. The phone number, 844-863-HOPE, 844-863-HOPE, 844-863-HOPE. We need your help, 844-863-HOPE. I'm talking to our friend Jason Jones. He is with thegreatcampaign.org. I hope you'll visit thegreatcampaign.org. Jason, you know, at the heart of all of this, and you get this very well, and it's important we say that, we're in a spiritual battle. People say, what can I do? What can I do? I would say the first thing you can do, folks, is read the Bible every day, give your heart to Jesus, and ask him to lead you and guide you. Things are so bad that I'm being very clear about that. If somebody says, what can I do? Do that first. Do that first. Read the Bible and open your heart to the God of the Bible. Ask him to speak to you. I promise you he will, not maybe in the way that you think, but it doesn't matter. You will see that he wants a relationship with you. He made you for that. And really only then can you be deployed effectively for his purposes, because there's so many things to be concerned about, so many things that we might do. Question is, what will you do? And Jason, I mean, even yesterday we saw, I mean, I think what we're seeing now is a clarification that the world is becoming more and more black and white. We are seeing people who deny the reality of evil. And then we're seeing people who are realizing the only explanation for some of the things that are happening is evil, that we're in a spiritual battle. Nothing else can make sense of this. This is not a political thing. Ultimately, it is an issue of evil rearing its head in a way that we've not seen in our lifetimes. That's why so many people are loath to believe it, or at least slow to believe it, because they say it can't be. We haven't seen it. We were not alive in the 30s and the 40s when these satanic evils came upon the world, when torture and murder was not just happening, but it was rampant on a level inconceivable. We've forgotten. We act as though we've moved past that. But why would we think that we would be immune from seeing that kind of thing. And I think that the horror of what's happening, in God's mercy, he's waking people up to say, I need you to be awake to what is happening. I need you to do your part, whatever that is. And there are many things that we can do. But I know that you know that it's at the heart of all this is a spiritual thing. We're dealing with a thing called evil, and only God is the answer to evil.
Yeah, Eric, I'm glad you mentioned that, because that is really at the heart of the work of the Vulnerable People Project. I think the greatest scandal that separates people from loving their creator is experiencing injustice, terror, violence, kind of nihilism that follows in the wake, the confusion, the despair. And so what we do with Vulnerable People Project is we say, we look to the Pietà, Our Lady, the great Michelangelo work of art, with Our Lady having her son draped across her lap. We want to be with our Lady's children as they suffer, as she held her son when she was at the cross. And we hope that in the midst of their despair and suffering, that we can help them understand that they are dignified, that they are beautiful, that they have meaning and value to their creator, and that they're loved by somebody somewhere in the world. That is really at the heart of our work. And what breaks my heart more than anything is when I talk to the young folks, a lot of the young Christians that were serving in Afghanistan who have lost their faith. Because, Eric, here's one story. We had an uncle who became a Christian. He shared the gospel with his family. But then when Afghanistan fell, he was captured and tortured, and he gave up his own family. And a young man that was working with us, his sister was then executed. And then he lost his faith and was institutionalized, had a nervous breakdown, and had lost his faith. So what we hope to do with the Vulnerable People Project is stand with people when the world has abandoned them, whether it's the Uyghur in Chinese-occupied East Turkestan, the people of Afghanistan, specifically women in Hazara, the Yazidi in Iraq. We go, and it's not easy. The media doesn't want to pay attention to it. That's why I always loved you, but that you gave that young woman an entire show to share a very sorrowful and bleak story. Up to that time, maybe to this day, was the most attention the Yazidi had ever received. The people who had lived in Iraq, Abraham himself was probably Yazidi when he said goodbye and waved to his family. That's who he was waving to. And you had a young woman on your show. That's what we're called to do. And we are citizens of the most powerful republic in the history of the world. We are sovereigns. And we are responsible for the damage that we have caused in our foreign policy catastrophes around the world. We cannot pat ourselves on the back and celebrate and say, we did it. We brought peace and love and justice to this part of the world. And then yawn when we're bored and walk away and leave people to fall into hell. We cannot do that. And the biggest problem with that is, Eric, I do believe it leads to folks losing their faith in God, which can have eternal consequences for them.
Well, listen, I mean, I say it over and over. The reason I have written these biographies that I've written in my book, Seven Women and Seven Men and Seven More Men, why? Because when you look at a life, you understand that how a person lives his life affects others. When you read about a Mother Teresa, when you read about any of the people that I write about, you say, I want to be like that. I want to affect people for good so that when I die, which I will have done God's will during my years on earth. And how every one of us acts, not just the people in those books, but whatever you do and whatever I do and whatever everyone listening to my voice this minute, what you do and what you don't do and what you say and don't say will affect people around you. It's time to get busy, to become a part of what God is trying to do through you, but he won't force you. You have to open your heart to him and say, God, lead me, show me, what do you want me to do today? He wants us all to do something. And I want to tell you, folks, there is joy in it. This is not some chore. This is not some works righteousness earning your way into heaven. It's being a part of God's story in our time. It's why we're on this planet. Do not miss it. Jason Jones, we love you. Thank you for your time. Folks, please go to thegreatcampaign.org. Thank you, Jason.
Thank you, Eric.
folks, welcome back. In hour two today, I'm speaking to our friend, Kevin McCullough. Some of you know him as Votes Tradamus, who knows, who prognosticates about politics unfailingly, just in the way that Nostradamus did, predicting Hitler and the assassination of the Kennedys. So, Votestradamus, welcome.
Hey, Eric, good to be with you.
Now, listen, I want to have a substantive conversation with you today in hour two. Some people already listened to that substantive conversation. But before you and I have a fun, freewheeling substantive conversation, I have to say in hour one today, I spoke to Jason Jones. Folks, I'm asking you to share these programs. If you're signed up at ericmetaxas.com for my newsletter, we send you the Rumble videos, and I'm begging you to share this stuff because we are being boxed out. The truth is being boxed out. We need your help. So please go to ericmetaxas.com, sign up for the newsletter, sign your friends up, let them know. We need to share the kinds of things that we talk about on here. What I just said with Jason Jones, tomorrow I have John Smirak on talking about something very, very important. A lot of important stuff. I also want to let you know a couple of things. We are desperately trying to raise funds for people suffering in Ukraine. As you know, because of the malfeasance of this horrific pseudo-administration in the White House, everything is going wrong and human beings are suffering. And we are commanded by God to care for our fellow man, to do what we can. So I... in this month, we've been partnering with Food for the Poor, whom we value tremendously. They are an extraordinary Christian relief organization. Food for the Poor has partnered with other relief organizations, and they are bringing food to starving families who have fled their homes in Ukraine because of the war, which I think I've already said was made possible by Joe Biden et al. So I'm asking you, please go to metaxastalk.com. You'll see the banner. Now, there's a lot of stuff to see there. I hope you visit there regularly. There's all kinds of stuff there. But I'm asking you to go there specifically today to metaxastalk.com to help those who are suffering. When mothers can't feed their kids, can you imagine? Can you imagine what that's like? I know what that's like because my mother has told me the story of when she was a little girl, similar situation. After World War II, there was no food in Germany. People were starving. My great aunt, whom I write about in my book, Fish Out of Water, sent care packages. If it weren't for her care packages, my mother and family might have starved. We are being asked to do that. We are able to do that through Food for the Poor because there are mothers who can't feed their kids. It's that serious. So whatever you can do, go to metaxastalk.com. Please do it today. Anyone who can give any tax deductible gift, we put your name in a hat and we will give all kinds of grand prizes to any of you, whatever amount you give. We just want everyone to participate. Anybody who's able to give $10,000, and I know many of you are, we need your help, and I'd be privileged to spend an evening with you. We'll work it out in whatever city and the details. I also want to give you a phone number to call, 844-863-HOPE, 844-863-HOPE, 844-863-HOPE. We desperately need your help. There are people suffering. I just cannot imagine what it is to be unable to feed your own kids. That must rip a parent's heart out. And as I say, I know my grandmother went through this with my mom and my aunt. I've heard the story. This is real. There's suffering in the world. You can do something about it. Metaxastalk.com or 844-863-HOPE. Stick around.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn. deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.